So let's just imagine right now that you have got the sunglasses on, you have got the golden self tan going.
You know, smell of biscuits from the fake tan.
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh, I love that digestive smell.
You've got a cold glass of something in your hand. You've got the beach body perfectly ready. That brand new bikini, which actually makes your boobs look good.
Really? Is there such a thing?
And holds in all the wobbly bits because maybe you've got a high-waisted bottom or something.
And to the boys, you've got your budgie smugglers on.
And you've got your toenails painted, not just your fingernails.
I always have my toenails painted.
Do you?
365 days a year. You never know when you're going to end
what
up in
hospital.
What
happens in a leap year?
Oh, it's my day
One day. So you've got that and the sun is shining down in you. The kids are happy. You're on a sun lounger and you are having a good time. You're feeling good and that sun is making your skin glow.
Oh,
imagine that feeling, right? That is how we all want to feel in summer, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't want to be like me, hidden in a coat like I used to be.
A coat?
Sweating. Yeah. I'd just cover up, just coat, anything I could get. Oh my God, like to go on holiday would be like, what tent can I wear to cover me? Like, you know, I was talking to a member in group about strategically lying on a sun lounger. Have you ever found that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like actually, I need to angle myself so that my back fat doesn't fall over the side. And how do I make sure that my butt cheeks aren't kissing the sand? Like that really uncomfortable feeling, like, of sweaty underboob, chafing inner thigh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like my feet used to be overweight, that I would get chub rub on my toes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not good. So, this is your shout out, gang. It's the end of the Easter holidays. The kids are going back to school. The Easter eggs are gone. Our summer bodies are going to be fast approaching. We've got about 9 weeks now till the kids break up, maybe a bit more. How do you want to feel? Get a piece of paper, get a pen, and let's get some goals down.
So summer is always a word that I absolutely dread. As someone who grew up slightly a bit of a goth, a rocker, I like the colour black. Yeah, black and sunshine don't go together, do they? And then I was on holiday last year. I went to Italy, was backpacking with a boyfriend at the time. It was meant to be a bit romantic. There's me in my long maxi dresses when you've got like your Spanx on underneath.
Never
and
good,
your thighs are sweating. I mean, like, it's just... It just never works out for me, summer.
No.
I don't think I've ever had a summer where I truly felt really great and on it. So I'm determined that I'm going to do things differently in 2019.
Yes.
What do I want it to look like?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is, I think, making sure you put in the effort now because it's going to pay off, isn't it? Just think, in 8 weeks, what could you lose? 1 stone? 2 stone? Easy.
So what?
Easy.
If we got a post-it note right now, looked in our calendars, whatever time we're listening to this, and worked out 8 weeks exactly from today, wrote on a post-it note, doesn't even have to be a number,
no.
Does it?
How do you want to feel? Do you want to go and get a swimming costume in a size down? Do you want to get into some, like, I used to have these white linen shorts, do you know what I mean? They were my barometer. Do you want to get back in something? Boys, do you want to get in a tight shirt that needs buttoning up? What are you thinking about, like a tighter t-shirt? Where do you want to be in 8 weeks? Because do you know what, if we get one of those heat waves and, you know, you're out at the beach, you know, locally, or you're on holiday, you don't want to be sat there thinking, I've got nothing to wear and everything's going to rub together.
Yeah, weddings, that's the thing. We know a few of you. Emma's getting married. Hang on, there was a chap who's marrying his second daughter off. Was it Paul?
Because you made it sound like Paul was marrying his second daughter.
Paul.
Yeah. Lovely Paul. We've got one of our gorgeous members, Jordana's getting married. We've got lots and lots of weddings going on. So if it's your wedding, how do you want to feel? If you're a guest at a wedding, do you know what? Is it about that you don't want to have that last minute trip to the shopping centre and have to get a swing dress, but you want to have something really nice and fitted? You don't want to have to pick a nice hat because the outfit looks so awful. You know, where do you want to be? Also, how do you want to feel? I've got a little girl, and this summer we're going to be taking her to the beach for the first time. I don't want to be huffing and puffing running down the beach. I want to be able to also enjoy an ice cream at the beach, so I've got to do some forward planning on how that's going to fit in with the plan. Also about, you know, what does it mean in terms of food optimizing? How have I got to make this work? Because there's a lot more temptation, isn't there, in summer, I think.
Yeah, quite often what I like to do is look at the next 8 weeks and see what things could potentially trip me up.
Oh, okay.
Right, so we've got a couple of bank holidays.
Yep.
There'll be another half term for the kids, won't there, if you've got kids or you're a teacher.
And all that type of stuff going on.
Yep. I know that I've got some weeks where I'm going to be working away in hotels. I know I've got some night shifts every single week for the next month. So I'm starting to see a bit of a plan of every week there will be an excuse.
Yep.
Every week there will be something that could trip me up. But with a goal in mind and an aim, then I have a choice, don't I?
Yeah, exactly.
What do I really want?
How can you turn that into a weight loss? How are you going to make each meal work? And let's be really frank. What are you going to have to say no to? What are you going to have to plan around? Because if you use things as excuses, you're not going to get that weight loss you want. And it's got to be about really thinking to the future. How do I want to feel? How do I want to feel when the sun's out? Do I want to look back and go, oh God, another summer. Another summer that I just didn't make it happen. Or do you want to look back and go, I did it. Yeah, I had to say no to going out and getting absolutely trolleyed with my mates. I did decide that my whole family were going out for a Sunday roast and getting a cake away, and I went and had a grilled chicken salad and a Diet Coke. Are you ready to make those changes? Because they'll pay off, won't they?
One of the things I'm looking forward to, in June, Spice Girls are on tour. Do you remember? It's actually in my bedroom. I have the Spice, the Jerry Union Jack dress, which right now fits, but I just need my bum to be able to like slightly tuck in a little bit.
Oh, right. So you need some more squats.
Probably need some more squats. But I think when we lose weight, we lose it in different places, don't we? Like you were saying, oh my God, you've got a waist.
Yeah.
Well, suddenly after a certain amount of stone loss, my waist appears.
The next bit
I've got to lose weight now is at this like tire that I have around my hip and bum. That's where it's holding, and it's the bit that I would love to lose first.
Like my tummy,
and my double chin.
Oh, don't talk to me about
just
my
there.
Double chin.
It's always the bit that you want to lose first, it goes last.
Right now I'd like to go for liposuction. It's just a bit extreme. Yeah. So I think it is, how's activity working in as well? Like, are you doing some activity to help tone up? Because I think a lot of people think just by losing weight, they're going to get the body they want. It doesn't happen, does it? I had a gorgeous girl. She'd lost 3 stone at Target. And she said, but I've still got the skin. I've still got all of this. So she realized she really had to start to be active. So how's that focusing in? How are you going to make sure you get to group every single week? How are you going to make sure if you're an online member that you're staying really focused? What's going to be your plan around that? What new meals are you going to eat? How are you going to be, you know, enjoying yourself? Because if you're getting bored, what happens when you're bored?
Oh, you just grab anything that you can. I definitely see when I'm doing my weight loss planner that I just end up eating loads and more sins, and the free food and the speed food gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Interesting you say about like how you get it to group every week, because I kind of dip between maybe 2 or 3 different group times. Yeah. And I know, say, like next week, I'm away on the Saturday, so I won't weigh on the Saturday, but I do need to go Thursday. So this week, I've only got 5 days.
You've got to work even harder.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it's thinking ahead in those things.
Yeah,
that
don't
really
wait
help.
For it to catch you up. Like, actually, if you know you can't get to your regular group, find a new group, go and get somewhere, check that it's on and all those type of things. So there's not an excuse that gets in the way. I'd also find what motivates you. Is it an outfit? Is it, you know, a non-scales victory? Is it a shiny sticker? Think about that motivation. Keep it real. So I have lots of people that put things as screensavers, have photographs, get the outfit out on their wardrobe. What is it? Another thing to do, measure. Not your healthy extra.
That's
milk.
True, well, yeah. That's if thing, right but... now, today, yeah. we all measured and wrote where we're starting from. You know what? I hadn't thought about that. That's a good shout.
I love an inch loss. Because some weeks, don't you find, like, you get on the scales, you're like, oh my God, I should have got 4 pounds off. You get 1.5 pounds. But then you go and measure your boobs and you've lost an inch off your boobs and stuff like that. Those things that you really don't think about. So almost new start today, isn't it? Think about this. I like to think about my journey in little chunks. So either as half stones or as like time periods, and then kind of refresh, review. I always review at the end, like how successful was that? Did it work? Do I need to change something? If so, what do I need to change?
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? Because if there's one thing that has always caught me out on this plan is just drifting.
You were talking about this, yeah. What do you mean by it?
Well, sometimes you've mentioned how you you kind of, are you really on it? Are you really focusing? And I'll still go to group every week. I'll still weigh in every week. I won't really plan ahead. I'll have some food in, but maybe not always the best choices. And I won't be logging down how many sins I'm having. And I'm kidding myself a
Being
bit, really.
Honest here, yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of think I've done a bit more exercise. But actually, if I was to have, you know, like those food programs you see on the telly where they kind of, you walk into the room and they put on the table everything that you've actually eaten.
Can you imagine that?
And I would be like, I'm horrified, but then be furious when I go to a group and say, oh, you've only lost half a pound.
Yeah.
If someone then took me to a side room and said, well, this is actually what you've eaten.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't realise. And sometimes you can think you're being so brilliant. And I had to do it and be really honest with myself. If you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, how have you been? I would have gone 99% brilliant, due a 4 pound weight loss. At the end of the week, when I bent back to review it, it was about 61%. And I was lucky to scrape half a pound. So you've got to be really open to what you're doing to yourself. Because who are you messing around with? It's only your own weight loss, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, see, let's look at some of the things that happen. When the sunshine comes out, the beer gardens.
The cider, the Pimm's.
The ice cream.
Yeah, the ice cream. So I never like to say no to anything. So for me, I always think, like, alcohol's not an issue for Claire or I now because it's just not something we factor in. So a beer garden for me would be a Diet Coke or like a nice sparkling water. But if you are going to a beer garden, you are drinking, what swaps have you got to make? We had
Can I just say, actually, with the beer garden, the cider thing, one of the houses that I lived in, and this was like when I was like 26, there were nine of us living in this house. We had three fridges. We dedicated a whole fridge for cider in summer.
God.
That's how serious we were about the summer and cider.
But when you're looking like...
That was talk about swaps.
Wasn't it? That should be in the book. You know, like when you look at a fruit cider, like 18 sins, some of them.
And I've looked at the alcohol-free ones because cider was one of the drinks that I always used to love ever since I was at uni. Always loved it.
Ever since she was little, she nearly said.
But the alcohol-free ones are just as many sins.
Yeah.
So I've just let it go.
They're just sugar, aren't they? So what drink is it? Like, we've been talking a lot in group about rum recently because it's quite low in sins. It's like 3.5 sins for 35 mils. So having like rum and a ginger beer is a really nice diet ginger beer, really nice drink. Forward planning that. If you want an ice cream, you know, what are you going to swap the Magnum for? I think a Magnum is about 13 sins, 12, 13 sins. But going down to a Solero for like 5.5, you can still enjoy it. So, but planning that in and not saying, well, I want it and I want fish and chips. No, how are you going to food optimize that situation? What can you have that's free first?
Like the Mr. Whippy things. How much
99.
Are they?
Well, it's an average Mr. Whippy, isn't it? I think off the top of my head, you're looking just for the ice cream alone. I think it's 13 sins.
You're kidding me.
No.
I've been frivolously thrown away sins and having a flake and sauce and the cone.
Oh my.
No one likes the cone anyway.
No. So I will always
Pointless
make a swap if I'm going to have it.
In the tub.
In a tub.
Oh yeah.
I'm just going to look up Mr. Whippy while we're here. But I think you've just got to really make sure that you're forward planning. Spell check's just corrected it to Mr. Whippet. Ice cream, Mr. Whippy, average serving is 6, but the per 100 grams is 11. So I think when we worked it out last summer, it was 13 sins with the cone, without the flake and the sauce. So I think the flake was 5, wasn't it? And the sauce, we were looking about 3 or 4.
Wow, so really it's like, you've got to say 20 sins for a singular...
Yeah.
Oh my. Okay, I need to seriously rein that in. That's why I get the half pound losses.
Exactly. But it's then, those things, isn't it, that you think, well, an ice cream won't matter. No, one ice cream factored into your sins won't matter. But then if you haven't measured your healthy extra and you haven't done X, Y and Z.
It's slippery slope.
Isn't it?
So the little cheat things that I've kind of have got me through, putting Muller Light yogurt in my freezer was quite
cool. I like Quark mixed up with a Muller Light and keep mixing it while it's in the freezer. It goes a bit more Mr. Whippy. There are a lot of low sin ice creams out there which are amazing. We won't mention their names unless they want to sponsor us, but there are loads and loads of brilliant ones that you can really enjoy a great ice cream and not spend many sins. For me, it's always kind of al fresco eating, a bit of barbecuing, like the bread when I'm doing things like that. So I just, you know, carte blanche. Don't even touch the bread. Don't even open up to it because it just isn't going to be my friend. It triggers me. So I really fill up on all those great things like Slimming Well potato salad, cold meats, coleslaw, stuff like that.
So when it comes to clothes as well, summer and clothes, we mentioned a little bit at the start about just wanting to cover up, hate showing my arms. Yeah. And it's uncomfortable and it's sweaty and it's horrible and it's just not a nice feeling. I mean, it's difficult to... Every individual, we all have different body shapes. We've got different body shapes,
totally
haven't
different.
We?
Yeah.
But there's no kind of what you should wear, what you shouldn't wear. It's just frustrating.
But it's about feeling comfortable, isn't it? Like, I hate hiding. My ideal would be like a gorgeous little flimsy summer dress with my arms are out, my legs are out. But then you think, oh my God, I've got four boobs coming out the side and my arms wobble. Do you want to feel like that? Or do you want to feel like proud and strong, stood up in that outfit? You do. So you've got to put in that kind of work now. I'm just always trying to keep focused on the goal rather than that. You know, we've done the episode about that inner rebel, that inner chimp coming out for that instant gratification. Shut it down.
Yep. And know that I reckon that most people feel uncomfortable, whether they have weight to lose or not, about showing their skin a little bit more. Like, even for me, showing my feet, particularly when I was heavier, like,
really?
I don't know. I don't really.
See, my feet, like you were talking about having your toenails painted, I've always got them painted because I feel quite confident about my feet.
Oh.
So actually having nice feet when I was really overweight was about like, well, I can wear a nice sandal, I can wear a thong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always had good bags and good shoes because they deflect away from my big face.
What?
Seriously. But that was me, like, good hair, good feet, always had painted nails because then I could feel good about myself while I was wearing a tent.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're so different.
So, really?
You're so glamorous.
Oh, no.
I mean,
really?
I put my eyebrows on for you today.
Oh, thank you.
But I'm just, I mean, no, I think I am actually a slob.
You see, now since I've had the baby and I don't have time, I feel like I'm slobbing out a lot of the time. So for me, a really important thing for my confidence and everything is getting up, getting dressed every day, putting my face on, because otherwise you just don't feel very inspired by yourself, do you? Like, who feels motivated in a... You know, I walk around a lot with my hair in a bun, a hoodie and some leggings on. And actually, I realised that that wasn't doing me any good in terms of my weight loss. Getting up and being proud of today rather than hiding today transcended into my food.
Yeah, I could see that. That, you know, the thing that's kind of been creeping over me more recently
is leopard print.
Yeah, obviously. But at the start of this year, when we started this podcast, in my Claire story, I said the thing that I was starting to kind of really look at was how do I integrate a lot more exercise into my life?
Yes.
And the way that I've been doing that is by going hill walking every week.
Yes.
So I've been climbing different hills in the Peak District.
Wow.
And what I'm starting to notice... Yeah, actually. But not only do I enjoy it, but I get to the top of hills and think, wow, I'm not dying.
Yes.
And
always good.
And that really does make a difference, because if I look back to a few years ago, I think I put on our Instagram a before after picture. There was one of me on stage and one of me out walking. And that was me walking like through like these vineyards in mountains in Italy. And I was an extra 4.5 stone, you know, 4 stone heavier than what I am now. And I just remember feeling exhausted. It was hard work. It was hot. I was sweaty. Everything just seemed to be so much more hard work.
It is, isn't it? Everything's hard work.
And you know, one of the biggest reasons that I kind of started on this journey was to find a way that I just wouldn't feel so tired and have more energy away from the numbers, right?
Don't ever have a kid then.
I'm starting to get to that point where actually... Over summer, I do want to continue walking some bigger hills, right?
Exciting.
As the weather gets better, as it gets warmer.
Oh, wow.
I want to go further and farther and faster and higher than I'm doing already. And that excites me.
So, yeah, so that's a motivator.
I look on my post-it, I will be putting things like that I'll be able to do, say, a 20-kilometre walk for a whole day of like 9 hours walking, hill walking, and get to it and feel... at the end like I'm not going to die.
Claire's so much deeper than me. I'm just thinking about a pair of white jeans. I'm trying to think about how you work that in with a two-year-old and being thin enough thighs to wear white jeans. And I want to wear things that are tight. Like, I think over winter, like, I'm in a big jumper today and you can hide, can't you? But you get to summer and you're like, I can't hide that role.
Yes.
I can't hide that bit. Like, so whatever your goal is, think think about the next 8 weeks. Think about how the work you put in now is going to make you feel in mid-July when you're sat having a barbecue in your garden, you're in that beer garden, or you're on the beach with your kids. How do you want to feel? How do you want to feel when you're walking up those hills? She doesn't want to feel sweaty and her thighs are rubbing together. She wants to feel empowered, don't
you? Yeah. I don't want to be at the back of the group. Funny you say about the trousers, though. I don't have this weird fantasy that I'd love to wear a really tight pair of leather trousers, like rock and roll style.
Oh, yeah. You'd look good in leather trousers.
But see, my body shape is all about big bum and hips.
Yeah, whereas mine's an apple tummy and tiny legs. We could create the most amazing body with all our... Do you imagine if we put certain bits of you and put certain bits of me together? Like, wow. She'd be well hot. Jessica Rabbit on steads, wouldn't she?
We could combine this for our future children, it could sounds you? Like.
Oh. Sorry? Have you just decided we're having a kid together? I love it. Exciting. They'd be quite foxy, but whatever you've got going on out there, just don't lose sight of where you're at right now. Also, don't forget to subscribe. If you are wanting our podcast, you'll get a little ping on a Monday morning. So whatever kind of way you're listening to us, we've got Spotify, we've got... iTunes. Is it iTunes?
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. We've got Anchor. There's so many different ways. Also, don't forget, we've got our Instagram. We're Slimming World Podcast. So find us on there. We like to do lots of fun things on Instagram as well. And don't forget, you can drop us an email, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Also, please, if you've got 60 seconds, could you give us a little nomination? We are in the listener's choice category, aren't we?
Well, that's what we're going for.
At the British podcastawards.com. All you do is go to the vote page, pop in the name of our podcast, and then vote. We'd really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great week and share with us your summer goals. Go get creative, get dreaming, get goal setting, and let us know how you get on as well. And whatever you're struggling with, we're here to help you.
Have a good day.